Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. Today is a new day for us. In fact, this is the first episode of our Monday Motivation. So Motivation Monday, hashtag Motivation Monday here. And what we've got is I'm going to try every single Monday to bring on a video of that we've put together basically showing the results of people who are actually implementing the things that have been taught inside of Expert Secrets, things that they're doing inside of ClickFunnels, and the success they're having. These are going to be short segments. Highly recommend that you actually watch the videos over on our Funnel Hacker TV channel. So just go to funnelhacker.tv in YouTube. You can actually see the video there. Along with a whole bunch of other amazing videos we put together. But for right now, go ahead and listen. I want to introduce you right now to Ben Wilson, who actually is a member of our inner circle. Ben was a guy who basically lost everything in 2007 during the crash of the real estate market. And then what saved him was a hot dog cart. And so I'm going to let him tell his story. Go ahead and take a listen right here.
Well, I got started because by accident. I didn't grow up dreaming I was going to start a hot dog cart. I never even considered it. I have eaten hot dogs, though, all my life, but usually cold right out of the pack. Grew up poor. And so I used to have a chain of furniture stores. My wife and I had opened up a small furniture store, ended up growing into a multi-state chain. We made a ton of money. Then in 2007, the housing market collapsed and housing and furniture are tied like this, and we lost about 6 tons of our money. We went bankrupt and on food stamps, and I was trying to figure out a way to feed my kids. They're spoiled little brats and they wanted to eat every day, and we moved 5 kids into a 2-bedroom mobile home in East Tennessee up in a holler, which is like a little crack in the mountain. I learned about another vendor who had saved his home and family with a hot dog cart, and I was like, oh, I could do that. You know, I could get off food stamps. And so I decided to get a hot dog cart. So I begged, borrowed, and stole and everything I could that wasn't nailed down to go get a hot dog cart. And I got a hot dog cart and started vending. And it worked. It actually worked. And so I started making money. Every day I was making cash money and was able to get off food stamps almost immediately within a couple weeks. I made a lot of mistakes, and a lot of those mistakes, you know, I corrected as I made them. None of them were fatal. They were little mistakes, some of them bigger mistakes, but all of them solvable, and I just kept going, and I learned from that. And over time, I was able to gain expertise. I mean, that's the true word for expertise, I think, or the definition is experience. I was able to, in the first 7 weeks, buy 2 more carts with my profits off the first cart. Then I was, within the first year, a little over 120,000 vending with carts and multiple carts running. Now, I made tons of mistakes, but I learned from those mistakes and changed my business plan. But I was able to accomplish being able to get out of that 2-bedroom mobile home with 5 freaking kids. That was the biggest thing I accomplished. I didn't intentionally become an expert. It just happened. And as far as the teaching, that just was just by pure accident. And people were pulling over asking how, you know, or stopped to get a hot dog and how'd you get started? My niece needs help, or my grandson needs help, or I need help, or whatever it is. And so I started teaching them. And then I put a video on YouTube. And then that took off like crazy, and I say like crazy, it got more than 3 views, and I thought I was a YouTube star, and not really, but people started messaging me through YouTube and going, how did you get started, what did you do, what about this situation? So I created a blog called learnhotdogs.com, and that's what inspired that. I've been fortunate enough to help thousands of people now, and there's tons of stories. I could tell you about the chiropractor that got sick and tired of chiropractic medicine, and when the economy collapsed, he was also affected. And he had multiple offices, and he ended up buying 1 cart, hoping him and his wife could wing it with 1 cart. And then he ended up getting more carts and more carts and more carts, and now has a slew of carts, or the police officer that was hit. And although he has disability insurance, he was hit by a drunk driver and now does over $300,000 a year, you know, with freaking carts selling hot dogs. And so, I could go on and on and on about the people that I've been able to help, but I can't take the credit. I hate to go, yeah, I did that. I didn't do that. What I did is provided some information. They followed that information. They got their success. They did all the work. So I wrote something. They read it. They applied it, and it worked. And it works for everyone. It's like digging a hole. Anybody can dig a hole. It's complete. You can use the wrong end of the shovel and still get a hole. It may take you longer, but if you had an instruction book that said, hey, which end of the shovel to use, everybody can dig a hole and quick. So that's how this business is. And so I can't take the credit for making them successful. I just provided the information to make it smoother than my trial and error, trial by fire that I did. I didn't even know about online selling or online marketing information, and I already had a book, Hot Dog Saved My Life, which is a course, not a story, but it's a course. And it sold some here and there, you know, but it wasn't an income earner really. And then I found Russell, and I was so inspired by the information. I said, okay, I'm going to take a little piece of this course, because that's what he talks about, my book, and sell it for like $8. I think he suggested like 20 or something in a video I watched, but I did $8 because it was just a piece of the book. You can get the whole book for 20. So I figured a half a chapter for $8. And I think it was $7.95. And in the first 45 days, we had sold over 500 of those little mini courses. And that inspired me to join his inner circle, which I gathered gobs of information on how to create a continuity program and how to build this into a residual income, an ongoing income every month. The future for me is to be able to do this more, to expand exponentially this process and help many other people who feel down and out. The truck driver that's sick and never seeing his kids ever because he's always on the road. The police officer that's always scared today may be his last day. The vet that came back from Afghanistan or Iraq or Kuwait or whatever and doesn't know what he's going to do now. Does he go work at Staples or Kmart, or can he really control his future? Those entrepreneur types, those type A personalities, I want to help lots more of those. I want to be able to inspire and encourage those to show them that they can get real freedom. You know, not kind of $3,000 a month. I'm talking real freedom through vending, through this information. My name is Ben Wilson, and I'm a hot dog vending expert.
Well, what'd you guys think? Our first episode of Hashtag Motivation Monday. Super excited. And again, Ben Wilson is a great friend, absolutely crushing it right now, because he's actually implementing every single thing that Russell talks about in his Expert Secrets book. If you guys don't have a copy, by all means, go get a copy, funnelhackerradio.com/book. Again, you guys know the drill. It's a free plus shipping offer. It's $7.95. Highly recommend you guys go check it out, funnelhackerradio.com/book. And again, we look forward to another Motivation Monday coming up in a week. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome week. We'll talk to you guys next week.